This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, walhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala. We come to the 13th juz, the lesson from Yusuf alayhi salam's story is encapsulated in this beautiful ayah, which is the first ayat of this juz. وَمَا أُبَرِّئُ نَفْسِي إِنَّ النَّفْسَ لَأَمَّارَةٌ بِالسُّوءِ إِلَّا مَا رَحِمَ رَبِّي إِنَّ رَبِّي غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. And Yusuf alayhi salam says, and this shows the beautiful humility of the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, I do not free myself from blame. Verily, the self, the human self is inclined to evil, except when my Rabb bestows His mercy upon whom He wills. Verily, my Rabb is oft forgiving, most merciful. Very good to remind ourselves, when we are doing something good, is that this is purely and purely by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and because of His hidayah, not because we are anything great. This shows us the importance of humility and thankfulness and the importance of acknowledging that guidance is only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and only by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. There is no turning and there is no quwwa, there is no power to turn except with Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us the rest of the story of Yusuf alayhi salam and his brothers and how his original dream came true. We see Yusuf alayhi salam's humbleness in all this. When he says, Rabbi qad aataytani min al-mulki wa 'allamtani min ta'wili al-hadith fatira as-samawati wal-ard anta waliyyi fi ad-dunya wal-akhirati tawaffani musliman wa alhiqni bis-salihin. He said, my Rabb, you have indeed bestowed on me sovereignty and taught me the interpretation of dreams. Right? He's not saying, I'm so smart. Interpretation of dreams, and you taught me this, and the only creator, you are the only creator of the heavens and the earth. You are my wali, you are my protector, you are my guardian in this world and in the hereafter. Anta waliyyi fil hayati dunya wa fil akhirah. And cause me to die, tawaffani musliman, cause me to die as a Muslim and join me with the salihin. Now remember, he's a Nabi. He's not, if you take the gradations of the Anbiya, the Salihin, the Shuhada, Anbiya, the Shuhada, Salihin, and so on, he's already above that. Yet, this is his humility that he says, raise me with the Salihin. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in this beautiful surah, he tells Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam how to introduce himself. And the true purpose of our lives as Muslims. Allah says, قُلْ هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي أَدْعُو إِلَى اللَّهِ عَلَىٰ بَصِيرَةٍ أَنَا وَمَنِ اتَّبَعَنِي وَسُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ وَمَا أَنَا مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. Allah says, say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is my way. I invite towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with sure knowledge. عَلَىٰ بَصِيرَةٍ. I and whoever follows me must also invite towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wish your knowledge. And glorified and exalted is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala above all that they associate as partners with Him. And I am not of the mushrikun. I am not a polytheist. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to be that which He created us to be, which is muwahidun, which is to be people who believe in and who worship and who obey only and only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu without assigning any partners. Yusuf alayhi salam's story, Surah Yusuf, is one of the biggest lessons, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is why, narrated this whole story so in such detail, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called it Ahsanul Qasas. He said, this is the best story. We began with that. And this is so that we can read it and we can understand it and we can take lessons from it and we can implement those lessons in our lives. As I remind myself and you again and again, the purpose of the Quran al-Kareem is to implement it in our lives. It's not just to talk about it. It's not just to understand it and to write about it and speak about it, but to implement it in our lives. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make our lives a beautiful reflection of the Quran al-Kareem. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya rahmar rahim.